Ahmed Sawalam, what do you make of Colonel Gaddafi's statements today that al-Qaeda is driving this uprising?
Well, if we follow the events from the beginning, I think it was very simple that people wanted to change. It was nothing about Islamists behind this. We just wanted our freedom. We wanted our country back. I think he accused us of being drug addict. I think he's the one on drugs. We simply think that he's out of his mind. His statement's been very contradicting. His son, obviously, one day he comes and speaks that the country is free, there's nothing happening, whereas on the ground, everyone can see that has been fighting. There's a lot of people who have died in the eastern part, and in the western part, people are actually inside the houses. They're fearing for their lives. The regime is very, I think, has lost it, as well as being unable to actually speak to the people and speak for the people. I think the whole country is united under one voice that we don't want this family to stay in power any longer.
We spoke yesterday to one Libyan who said that people in Benghazi, where he was, wanted the US to bomb Gaddafi's compound. The international community has not ruled out military action. Is that what the opposition movement wants?
Well, to be honest, this is a very difficult situation for us. What we don't want is for Libya to become like Iraq, for example. We don't want foreign intervention after this regime collapses. People gave their chest and they run against those mercenaries with their chest wide open. They saying, we're asking for freedom. We don't care if we die. So we want to finish this. I know it's very difficult with Colonel Gaddafi's being in power and having this control and saying that he will not let go until his last breath. But at the same time, his regime is collapsing day after day. If they impose the no-fly zone, that will be very helpful because no mercenaries can come in. No weapons from anywhere else can actually get into the country. That's something that we encourage, and we were happy to hear that. But for a military action, this is the difficult scenario at the moment. And it's the oil that we don't think, but we are sure that actually is a concern for the international community. But we've asked the international community to step in a while back. It's taken them 10 days to react to such atrocities that was evident on the ground.
Well, at a meeting in Geneva, foreign ministers from around the globe have just signed a declaration calling on Gaddafi to step down. Will this have any influence on either Colonel Gaddafi or those who still support the regime?
It will add the pressure on the people following him because they know that this regime is more or less gone. So people actually will defect, and we've heard that there's been some internal conflict.
Are you worried about how Gaddafi might react to this increased international pressure, that instead of prompting him to leave, it could provoke him to take even more deadly action against Libyans?
But obviously, at what cost? Obviously, at the civilians' cost. He doesn't fear for even if it reaches a million dead people. He's out of his mind. We are surprised that the West has actually dealt with this person.